Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from the healthyamerican.org. I hope this will be the last video I'll have to do about this Kansas City event. You're probably getting sick of it. I'm getting sick of it, but there are a couple of things that I need to bring to your attention. I want to share some of your comments, which were great insights about what I covered on my previous videos. And then there are a couple of more, witnesses, and they also attended the Robbie Parker School of Acting. And if you're not sure what I'm talking about, I will link for you my previous videos, and you can actually see the one from Robbie Parker, and he was getting into character at the Shady Nook event some years ago. Many of you told me that was when you really woke up to all of the hogwash that's been sloshed all over us for these many years. So let me do this. Let me just start with a couple of your comments, and I want to share with you a couple of videos of these so-called witnesses, and I will have to have the Healthy American acting awards ceremony, and we can choose who was the best, or is it the worst actor and performer? Yes. How about them apples? So let me do this. I actually wanted to share this with you from the very beginning. Here we go. Give them bread and circuses and they will never revolt. Looks similar, doesn't it? Yes. I love this. You can find this on my Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. I will have this published for you following the, usually the day following the video, and I give you my written analysis and also links to many of the things that I cover as well. So I'm going to do this. I've got my comments, your comments, actually. They're really fantastic. One of the things that I mentioned in the previous video was how the witness said that he was in the military and that he went through active shooter training in the military. And I was astonished because I have heard about this in government agencies and schools, but never in the military. And there were military members who actually commented on this. And let's see if I can find this here. The basic thing is you said, no, here, Miss American Thinker says, I was in the United States Air Force for 20 years. We never had active shooter training ever. Great video, Peggy. And then somebody else said that as well. I was in the Navy, Red Pill said, and there was never something that we trained for. Active shooter training was never a term. I mean, you learn how to be in battle, but active shooter training is something that I covered on this channel previously, and where the money comes from. And it comes out of your pocket and my pocket as well. Our tax dollars, including the money that they actually print out of thin air, goes to these different kinds of governments, government agencies and governments and states and counties and cities to run these drills. And of course, they had one in Kansas City prior to this event. What a coinky dink. So a couple of comments from you when I shared with you this very interesting, let me share with you my notes here. And this is also going to be in my Substack. So here's a picture of Bubbles and Pritchard. We've got Aster Bubbles. Yeah, Bubolz. And she's wearing the black leather motorcycle jacket. And some of you said, it looks like they swapped clothing, that she should be wearing this child's windbreaker with the NASA on it and the American flag, and he should be wearing the jacket. And then some of you also pointed out that Bubbles actually has a YouTube channel. I think there were a couple of videos that this person posted. Some of you actually questioned, you know, can we talk about gender on this platform? Yeah. Anyway, when we looked at them, some of you had comments about that. I don't like to normally comment on people's appearances, but some of you said, actually, the name Aster. Okay. Aster comes from Astarte, which is the Phoenician goddess of fertility and I'll just say intimate love. And what a coinkydink that this event happened on Valentine's Day, or some people like to say Valentine's Day. And the aster flower is a symbol of love in Greek mythology. It was placed on the altars for the gods. So I don't want to be drawing any direct conclusions here, would I, that this might be another type of activity to appease the gods, right? Those who believe in all of the gods. And some of you also astutely commented the low angle on the camera during the interview. What it looked like to me is that they were looking into their laptop that was set on a table. table. And in that way, all we could see was the sky. You could not see any background. You don't know where they were. And it was made to appear, to my mind, that they were at the event. And others said it sounded like they were in a studio. Now, I use a virtual screen, a green screen here, for my own privacy, but I'm not a witness to some sort of, you know, event at the Super Bowl. So that was interesting. Someone else wrote, this is Steve, really like his comment. He said, I love the low angle shot of the interview. Any shot that looks up at a character is a low angle shot when the camera is positioned below the character. The low angle gives the impression that the character is towering over the audience. So the conclusion we could draw is that they have more authority. We should listen to them. They're bigger than they appear. And Tammy looked for the name Aster Bubbles on Facebook, couldn't find it because I pointed out that a lot of these characters do not have any social media footprint. So you can't really find out about them. Silence is Compliance thought that this performer was high because she kept snorting. And then Don't Step in the Grease said Bubbles and Austin look like an odd couple. Austin is the straight laced nerd and Bubbles is the punk hipster. And also Bubbles looks like a dude. That's what Don't Step in the Grease says. Very interesting. And someone else wrote, I noticed the camera recording these two witnesses is way below them, like the camera is on the ground looking toward the sky because they don't want any background information as to where they actually are and who is and is not actually around them. So I thought that was really interesting. Now, to go a step further, connecting Bubbles into, well, we connected Bubbles to Valentine's Day. And now we are connecting Bubbles to the deceased person. And again, my heart goes out to anyone that may actually have been harmed. And it says that, let's see, they gave a quote from the family. And the family said, let me have this for you here. It says, she was the most wonderful, beautiful person. She was always so bubbly. Bubbly and Bubbles. Maybe it's just me, but I like to connect the clots. All right. Speaking of that, let's listen to a couple more of these witnesses that are obviously very, very,
whoops, where you were at.
I kind of jumped the gun there. Obviously very troubled by what they witnessed. So here we go. And I do actually want to say one other thing in all sincerity. When I lived in Morocco, I speak Arabic, and one of the phrases or one of the words that is used to describe people that are kind of misfits is meskeen. And I think it's such a great word because it literally describes like Bubbles and Austin. It's like, they're just, I don't know, they're like outcast or down on their luck. The perfect people that might need money. Some of you thought maybe it was an FBI thing where they were going to be let out of prison early if they performed this role. And it does dawn on me that when we look at these individuals, it's not like, I don't know, the upstanding citizens of society that would be witnesses here. They always seem to be meskeens, misfits, off the beaten path a little bit. And it actually is really sad that they would do this to deceive people if that is in the case. And of course, YouTube, I just want to remind everybody that any of these mass events are always accurate as described in the media, because that's what YouTube says. All right. I want to make sure we get that out of the way. Let's share the screen and let's take a look, shall we? I will increase here. And this is a short one. We'll take a look
at and what you heard and, you know, what you saw when this all unfolded.
Yeah, so I actually got it out of there like in perfect timing. We had been sitting there for a while and I was like telling my friends, hey, I gotta go use the restroom. Like, I can't wait anymore. So we went to the restroom and I lost them getting there because it was so packed. Like, you just lost them. Like, it was extreme.
I'm looking at this companion here. looking at him, and to me, it looks like she's trying to will him to say it correctly. Like, oh, I hope he's not going to flub his lines. And then he's just quite jovial. Maybe he is related to Joel Osteen. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, I have a video about that event in Texas.
Extremely crowded. So I got to the restroom and I was like, dang, my phone's dead. Didn't know where they were at. So I ran into my other buddies and, so
one other thing I have to interrupt, because when people lie, they go into a great deal of unnecessary detail. It's almost like they're trying to make the story seem authentic instead of just giving an authentic rendition of exactly what happened. So I find all of this unnecessary detail. How do I put it? Unnecessary.
I used the restroom, got out of there and ran into them. I was like, everyone was just running. And we didn't know what was happening. We just ran with those people and got to our car, they drove me to where my car was. And then I heard it on the speakers at this bar that they were like, 20 cop cars are going down the Union Station. I think there's a shooting going on. And I was like, dang, all my friends are still down there. And yeah, it was kind of just like a surprising, like, it was just crazy.
Okay. Enough of that one. All right. My question is, where do they find these people? It's a serious question. Like, did that guy contact the news and say, hey, I was a witness to nothing. I didn't see anything and I didn't hear anything. And I went to the restroom. He gave us that story quite in some detail and he thought it was pretty funny. Does he just call up the news and say, I don't have a story to share. So would you interview me? Or how did they find him? That's really interesting, isn't it? How do they find any of these people? Inquiring minds want to know. I've got another one for you. And this comes from a website, which I will also link for you. The website is 153news.net. I cannot link it on my YouTube channel. So you have to go to peggyhall.substack.com. And then I send out my articles on my videos the following day after I broadcast. So I want to thank those creators that found these videos. And that is what I'm sharing. So let me share my screen again. And we are going to go to this next video. And it is quite stunning. It is quite stunning that they even aired this video. CBS seems to be doing all the coverage on this story. So this one I can just let run. It's a few minutes here, and I will leave a link for you as well. But it's absolutely stunning that they let this air. I mean, they really must think that people are idiots. Oh, they are. Of course they are. I forgot. All right, let's watch.
Mass senseless shooting in this country. This time, it happened at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. It was a family event meant to be a celebration. As you know by now, when it was all over, one person was dead and more than 20 others were wounded, including the man we are speaking with now. His name is Jacob Gooch Sr.
Okay, I am not going to say out loud what Gooch means. There is a slang term. And if you would like to drop a comment and let people know, or you can just giggle it. You can look on the internet. You may already know what it means. I didn't know what it meant. I kind of wish I hadn't found out. But I knew that it was weird because that's one of the tells on these events is that they have very weird names. So I don't know, Jacob, I think that's a very nice name. Maybe it's supposed to play on the emotions of what's going on in the Middle East. I'm not sure. And it is possible that this name is authentic. If it were, I'm surprised that they didn't change it, the last name that is. So this guy, again, absolutely heartbroken. You're going to hear that his entire family, including him, all got hit, by the bang bangs. Yet he lived to tell the tale. I mean, to God be the glory. Absolutely stunning. And that he can be so cheerful to talk about it as well. Here we go.
His wife and his son were also shot. Jacob Gooch, thank you for joining us. I see you there in your Kansas City Chiefs sweatshirt. I was thinking yeah. about all the people there.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you.
So I'm very sorry that this has happened to your family and the people of Kansas City. I worked in that city. I know this city very well. And I'm curious about how you were processing all of this morning.
I haven't even begun to process this morning. It's just crazy. We're all still in shock right now.
Yeah.
Not understanding what even happened for real.
Mr. Gooch, where were you?
I'm sorry. I just have to interrupt. The gaslighting is stunning that people watch this and they actually think that this is an appropriate response to what we're being told. It's actually quite despicable. And it's so sad, again, that they're so willing to deceive, I guess, for money. I don't know, blackmail. I witness protection program. You know, let me know what you think.
Well, did you see the shooter? Did you see what exactly happened?
I do want to say that when people get in front of a camera, many times they do get nervous. And there are people that get excited about being on TV. And maybe that's why they're kind of laughing or looking like, hey, I'm on TV. But it is really disturbing if, in fact, these people are deceiving us on purpose. And if they're getting paid for it, or maybe they're being blackmailed, or maybe they're going to go into the, you know, FBI witness protection program or something. But the strange thing about these witnesses is that they're not actually witnesses at all. They didn't see anything. And let's do this. I'm going to share my screen.
I personally did not see the shooter. I heard the altercation of the girl who, some a girl who said like, don't.
It is hard when you're trying to remember your lines. I will give him that.
Do it, not here, this is stupid or something like that.
Oh, wow.
And then the gunshots, which at the time I thought were fireworks, but you know, turned out.
Wow, Mr. Gooch, if you were close enough to hear somebody say, presumably to the shooter, don't do this, this is stupid. I mean, what was the sound of the gunfire like? And also, where were your family struck? Where were you and your 13-year-old hit?
13-year-old, of course.
My wife and daughter saw the gun come out and start shooting. They
okay. Hang on. He said, my daughter saw the gun come out and start shooting, because that's how it works. You don't need a person to actually operate that bang bang. The bang bang itself comes out and starts shooting, as he so clearly explained.
They said wow. They saw it. We said, where was I hit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but tell us about them seeing it. That's incredibly close.
My daughter said that some lady was like holding him back and people had started backing up, and then he pulled it out and just started shooting and spinning in a circle. That's what they said.
Where are your wife and children now, Mr. Gooch?
My wife is sitting right next to me and my daughter is in bed. My kids are in bed.
But he said he had to get back to the hospital. How many people do they have interviewing this guy?
So what kind of wounds did they sustain?
My daughter didn't get shot. My son got shot and my wife got shot. She got shot in her calf. It went straight through. So she's fine. My son is left with a bullet in his foot. And I got shot directly in the ankle and broke a couple of metatarsal bones in the foot.
You know, this is supposed to be a time of celebration.
Yeah, they look like he looks like he's in pain. You know how they must think that people are really stupid. and like I say, they are. They are. This is really, I think, has to get the award for the Robbie Parker School of Acting, even more so than Bubbles and the other fellow, the NASA guy.
For your family and for the city. When you were going to the parade, did you have any concerns at all? We know security was extremely tight. Did you see anything suspicious? Did you have any concerns when you were going and when you were there?
I mean, when I was there, I mean, not when I was going or anything, I thought we actually talked about it. And I'm like, you know, it's just a bunch of happy people. Nothing's going to happen. And, you know, about 15 minutes before it actually did happen. I got suspicious of a certain group of people that were there. We were standing on the side that we were standing on, the left side of the stage where the shooting ended up happening. And right before it ended up happening, there was this group dressed in all black, about 4, 5, 6 kids, looked like kids, with black on, black masks.
Maybe they just had cooties and they were doing it for the common good.
And they disappeared into the crowd, and then the show ended. And as soon as we started walking out, it happened. And I wasn't a good witness. I didn't see anything. I got.
He just admitted, I'm not a good witness because I didn't see anything. And that's exactly why they had him on the show. So all of the witnesses that I've been sharing with you were not witnesses at all. How do you like them apples? You know, it's the end of the week. I like to end up on a kind of a lighthearted note. And gee, how much more lighthearted can you get than something like this? So anyhow, friends, you know, there are so many things that we can, so many layers that we can peel back here. And ideally, I don't want to continue talking about this, but I do feel that there might be one more video that I need to do for you early next week about there's an entire industry of fake wounds that people create and then they sell. And then there are also crisis management companies that actually hire people to stand in when they're doing these, you know, active drills. And I just felt like I wanted to share that with you. Also, the movie Making Magic, because you know how much they like magic, and how when they're taking images and footage of a scene, the way that they do it. And it really reminded me of what went on here. So I'll just leave it at that, because I am not allowed to question the narrative as we're presented on the mainstream media merry-go-round. So don't question it. Just listen, follow, and it will all be fine, won't we? All right, friends, thanks for closing out this week with me. And I look forward to, I have another video for you coming up, and then I look forward to seeing you in broadcast next week. Take care, everybody.